97.1 FM Talk Podcast.
Yeah. It's for you, Bo.
Now you know what he means when he said I switched the music.
Hello. Fine, I don't care.
Welcome to another edition of Second Amendment Radio and the Great Outdoors. Tony Colombo here with producer Carl Middleman.
Hello.
Being very clever with the music as usual. And, of course, my partner, Bo.
Because it's the gun show.
Who has the guns out. So, you know, Carl is, he's put together quite the playlist of fishing songs and camping songs and gun songs, and we use that as our bumper music every week here on Second Amendment Radio and the Great Outdoors. And right before the show, we got our first look at Bo this morning.
Well, and explain, because I'm working remotely.
Yes, yeah, on the video screen here.
Before his new show starts on Monday.
And he is wearing a button-up collared shirt with no sleeves. Buttoned up sleeveless collared shirt. That's what he's wearing. And I said,
dude, I'm going to the Walmart in this outfit.
I will say this to everybody that's ever listened to Bo Matthews and wondered, it's all real. He is.
What's all real? What do you mean?
He is the authentic. He lives the life that he portrays on the radio.
Nothing fake about
Bo
Matthews.
His work shirt is a button up collared sleeveless shirt. There you go.
I went to the store in this, by the way.
Hey, look, I'm a big sleeveless. I have cut the sleeves off of more t-shirts than I would like to remember, and I wear them all the time, but I don't have any sleeveless shirts that are buttoned up with a collar.
It's good. Yeah, it's got the button-down collar where it buttons to the shirt.
Yeah.
What
are you gonna do with
this
that?
Shirt just means there's a lot of memories with this shirt, and some of the biggest challenges I've had in life on the property I have has been wearing this shirt. So thanks for noticing. I will tell you, Carl just mentioned that a new show starts on KMOX on Monday.
I was going to ask you about that.
Well, my honey-do list has gotten longer by the day of things to get done before I go back to work and start on St. Louis Talks with
time,
Carol
brother.
Daniel. And Ryan, I know, Ryan Recker. So after we're done with the show today, I am going to be splitting firewood because this is the time of the year to do that and a great day for it. But in all the social media stuff that's been on about St. Louis Talks on KMOX, somebody, I don't know who it was, they said, who's the guy that looks like Goldberg? And I was like, yeah!
That's awesome.
I'll take that.
That's awesome.
From the neck up.
So, yeah. So, you may be listening to this show on KMOX. You may be listening on 97.1 FM Talk, and we appreciate, or you may be listening on podcast. We appreciate anywhere that you pick up Second Amendment Radio and the Great Outdoors. But as most of you know, we have this show that is on both of those talk stations. And I am also part of the Dave Glover Show, which is on every afternoon on KMOX and was on 97.1 for a very, very long
time. And it's still on 97.1 from 6 to 7.
That is correct. And it's still on every evening at 6 on 97.1 FM Talk. And Bo Matthews has been with me here on Second Amendment Radio for a very long time and has been popping up all over the place on both 97.1 and KMOX over the last year or two now at this point.
Yeah, a year and a half.
And now we finally have the great news that what is going to be in the old Rush Limbaugh slot on KMOX is going to be St. Louis Talks, and is going to be Carol Daniel, Ryan Recker, and our own Bo Matthews. And Bo is not leaving Second Amendment Radio, which is great. So we will still get our chance to come together and hang out with you each and every weekend. And, of course, on the podcast exclusive. So Second Amendment Radio and the Great Outdoors, nothing changes here. But Bo is going to be joining the full-time lineup on KMOX. And you'll be able to hear him with Carol and Ryan on St. Louis Talks right before I am on with the Dave Glover Show every day.
We will be your warm-up act. How about that?
Yeah. I don't know about that. But I am excited that we had Carol on the Dave Glover Show last week to talk about this, and I will say to you what I said to her is that I am so happy that the decision was made to make this show a local show, that it was not, Rush was what he was. But, you know, that syndicated nationwide show, there's definitely radio hosts that are very good at that. And there's spots where those syndicated type programs are great to have. But in the middle of the day, every day on a station like KMOX, I think it's way better to service the city and the area with a local show. And so I'm really happy that you guys are here locally and going to be doing that show every day.
I think it's going to be important for the whole region, because when local news breaks, of course you get the newscast on KMOX at the top and bottom of the hour. But what's going to be nice is we're going to be working really closely with the news reporters in the newsroom. And it is going to be, we're going to be able to go a little bit further in depth on some of these breaking stories that happened, like, you know, the shooting yesterday on 70. It was horrible, you know, just road rage. You haven't even heard that term in so long. And I'm just excited about it, because it's three different people from three walks of life coming together and just, you know, like the Dave Glover show does. You guys just talk about what's on your mind. And yeah, I'm looking forward to that.
Yeah, that's going to be great. So make sure you are checking that out every weekday. It starts this Monday. So as you're listening to this, it's, you know, a day or two away. St. Louis Talks on KMOX every day right before the Dave Glover show. Make sure you are checking it out. And we've got a great Second Amendment Radio and the Great Outdoors planned for you today. We are going to talk to our friends from Razorback Armory, one of the great sponsors of this show, our friend Jesse from Razorback. We're going to talk to him about the latest in the firearms industry. We are also going to talk about his recent fishing trip, because I will never pass up an opportunity to talk fishing about anyone on this show. So we'll get into that with Jesse later. And speaking of fishing, in the next segment here in just a few minutes, we're going to talk to Harvey Smith, who set a Missouri state record just about 2 weeks ago, fishing record, caught the new record white suckerfish. So I want to hear. I love when we get an opportunity to talk to guys like last year when the guy who caught the 93-pound catfish in in the Mississippi River. I just love to get these guys on. I thought it was 93.
Was it 112?
Was it? Maybe.
I don't know. I don't know. Anyway, go ahead. Sorry.
100, yeah. I mean, you could be right. Yeah. It's a big giant catfish. Let's 112, maybe. 112, 113. Now that you say
that
sounds...
1,000 pounds.
Actually, that sounds about right. 113, 112, something like that. It does sound right, Bo. But to hear those guys that catch these massive fish and record-setting fish in some instances, just to hear their story about, you know, what they were using. Were they even trying... You know, was setting a record even on this guy's mind, or was he just out having a regular old, you know, just afternoon on the water, and all of a sudden he finds himself holding a record? So,
and it is an official record, right? As opposed to the unofficial crappie record. And I spoke to the guy cleaning out my septic this morning about that. He goes, "Did he really catch it?" I'm like, "I haven't seen the picture."
Yes, I did. I meant to bring the picture in this week. Yeah. I will bring it in next week. I promise. Gosh, I'm kicking myself for not bringing
it. Don't you have it on your phone?
I used to, but it was years ago, and it was phones ago. And
phones ago.
Yeah, it was not. It's not on this phone, but I do have the picture. I know exactly where it's at. I will get it. But yeah, no, this guy is certified from the MDC, Missouri Department of Conservation, as holding the state record for white suckerfish. We had the world record set, a world fishing record set this year in Missouri. We've had this white suckerfish state record, and I think another state record was just set in the last couple of days. I'll have to get the details on that. But so far, it's a great year for anglers in the state of Missouri.
So my keyboard warrior fingers were going after it. And yes, it was last year. Missouri fishermen reeled in a catch of 112-pound monster catfish. Now, when you think of that, you think a lot of tartar sauce. You think a lot of grease to fry that thing. But we're talking 112 pounds. But people don't realize that thing was 5 foot long.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You don't think about that.
That's
part. My wife's
being
5'1".
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
That's a human being.
It's my wife.
Yeah. Yeah. That's bigger than my 10-year-old daughter. You know, that's taller and weighs more than my almost fifth grade daughter. Think about that. Like,
that's
that fish
crazy,
is bigger than that human being. So, yeah, these are great stories. I can't wait to talk to Harvey Smith about his record-setting catch here in just a few minutes. Before we wrap up this first segment, while we still have a few minutes left here, Bo, I did want to touch on a few you know, news items with you. We finally got a State of the Union address from the president. Technically, a joint session of Congress. It's not called the State of the Union when it's a president's first speech. It's called a joint session of Congress, but it's the same speech. It is the State of the Union speech. And he talked about a lot of things, but he doubled down on a lot of his gun control measures, all the ones that he's talked about in the past. But, you know, it's proof that the president is not going to walk away. He's not going to relent on all of these various gun control measures that he has pushing, like the ban on high capacity magazines, the reform of the background check, the stabilizing brace, which we had got great information about that stabilizing brace last week with our friends from Osage County Guns. Great conversation with them. If you want to learn more about that issue, make sure you check out that podcast because great stuff from them. But Biden and the Democrats, Bo, are not backing down from this attack on what can at least be interpreted by many as an attack on Second Amendment rights. What were your thoughts did you watch that? Did you read any about it? Or just, you know, as the Democrats continue to push these gun control measures, what are you thinking?
I think the biggest thing is that with all these phones out in the world, everybody's catching stuff on video. And I think the biggest issue is not the law-abiding gun-owning Americans. He says, I don't want to become confrontational, but we need more Senate Republicans to join with the overwhelming majority of their Democratic colleagues and close loopholes and require background checks. We already do that to purchase a gun. So it's almost like he's painting a picture, but it's really not of what is going on in the culture of the world. Horrible shootings in major cities. It's terrible. But for the law abiding, you know, I was talking to a guy earlier. He loves going out, and he's a long range target shooter. He's like 300 yards. He was talking about 300 yards was, you know, when he started, he was getting like a 10-inch pattern on his target, and now he's got it down to 4. It's a sport.
Wow.
Yeah. It's a sport, and that's impressive at 300 yards. We all see the videos. We all see the horrible gun stuff going on, but it really is not the majority of law-abiding gun owners. And so I just have a problem with it.
And to your point, the people that are committing these crimes with guns, I don't see how any of these reform efforts would do anything to stop them or curb
right. Right.
You know, they're addressing whatever issues you think exist in the background check process are not going to stop bad guys from getting guns because they don't get them legally anyway.
They break into cars all over the place. They steal them. They're buying them on the black market. They're not even using ghost guns. I would almost argue that there's probably not one ghost gun issue in an inner city shooting that ever happens.
You're exactly
because
right.
That's a craftsman. That's a gun. We could talk to Jesse about ghost guns. It's like I mentioned this before. It's like a car enthusiast getting a kit car and building that. There's one statement I wanted to ask you.
You remember like back in the day when you would like the old trope of the father and son that are building the hot rod in the garage?
Yes.
You know that, you know what I'm talking about? Like that's the kind of guy who is building a gun from a gun kit. Like they're just into the mechanics and the tinkering with it. So yeah, ghost guns are not going to stop eliminating ghost guns or whatever you're going to do with ghost guns. Ghost guns aren't committing crimes, so they're not going to stop any crimes if they're gone. People aren't using stabilizing braces in large number of crimes, so that's not going to stop anything. The background check, I mean, you want to look at the background check system? I'm totally fine with that. You want to make sure that we're doing things
right.
Can
it be refined?
Yeah.
Can it be better?
I have no problem with that whatsoever.
And most gun manufacturers and gun stores would like that to happen too because it make their lives easier.
Exactly. So, you know, all those things are fine, but don't act like any of them are going to address any crime because they're not. I'm sorry, boy. I cut you off. Right. What were you going to say?
There was one comment that he made in the speech that it's estimated that more than 50 women are shot and killed by an intimate partner every month in America. 50 a month? Where's the fact checkers on this? Because I've never heard anything like this.
I watched that speech. I was kind of in and out on it because I just I had a life to live, and I just can't.
There was a hockey game and a baseball game.
It doesn't. It's not even. It's not a. You know. It's not a Biden or a Democrat. Like I was the same way with Trump too. I mean, the first couple Trump speeches obviously were, you know, like going to the movies, so you couldn't miss them. But you know, by right. the end, like you know, I just the State of the Union address has gotten to the point where it's like a president can't even get 15 seconds out before there's a standing ovation and he has to stop for the applause again. I just can't take it.
Right.
So I watched it in and out, but I didn't see that part until after the speech when I read that headline. And then you and I spoke about it a little bit earlier before we started the show today. That's the first I've heard of it. So I have not had a chance to background check it, but that is, we will do that on the fly here while we're going through the show, actually. And Carl, you get on that.
I'm looking.
50 women killed, Bo? Is that what he said? By intimate partners?
Yes. He says exactly the words were. It's estimated that more than 50 women are shot and killed by an intimate partner every month in America. 50 a month. Let's pass it and save lives, he says.
Yeah.
And he calls the gun violence an epidemic. And is it an epidemic? I don't know.
Look, there's an epidemic of crime in America. That's for sure.
And evil.
And that needs to be addressed. And I think that we address that by better equipping, better funding, better training for our police
officers. Better prosecution.
Yeah.
Better prosecution of the crimes.
Yeah. And you can, and you know, hold, and I'm not saying, you know, that we just need police on every corner that have full rights to do whatever they want. Hold bad cops accountable for their actions, but we need strong policing. We need a well-trained, well-paid police force. You know who said that? Bernie Sanders is the one who said that we need a well-paid, well-trained police force. So we know we're getting the best of the best, and we know that they have the training to handle situations properly.
Those are the kind of things
that will address crime, not eliminating ghost guns.
Here's an analogy for you. If you take the amount of killings by firearms in the country in a year, and you decide, okay, we are going to ban certain guns, we are going to limit the capacity or whatever, you put that in a perspective of automobile accidents, okay, we're going to stop letting people drive these certain cars because the auto accidents are so bad, and then we are going to put restrictions on everybody else that drives because of those bad drivers and those accidents. And there's a lot of accidents, but you know what I'm saying?
I do.
It's just not, it doesn't make any sense. To me, it doesn't make any sense. And I would love to hear from anybody that would love to have this conversation, because this is you and I. We're both on the same side of the fence pretty much.
Right.
And, you know,
well, we will continue this conversation a little bit later in the show. It'll be one of the many things that we talk about with our friend Jesse from Razorback Armory when we get him on the show in a little bit. But right now, we're going to take our first break, and we're going to have a little bit of fun. We're going to go out on the water, and we are going to talk to Harvey Smith, who recently set the Missouri state record for the largest white suckerfish caught in the state. And I love when we get these record-breaking anglers on and just hear their story. Walk us through catching that fish, realizing you've got a record, getting it certified, and that whole experience. I love that stuff. And we'll talk to Harvey when we get back to Second Amendment Radio and the Great Outdoors.
Woke up this morning, wanted to cry. Then I remember.
I'm waiting to see where he's going with this, Bo.
Yes, I know why.
No clue.
He's a real good one for having his cake. I'm gonna go fishing or jump in the lake.
There's always a reason. There's always a reason for the song. You just have to sometimes wait to see what
that
reason is. There's nobody better at the bumper music game than producer Carl Middleman.
Pew pew.
Yes. Welcome back to New Chad. New Chad is on his game today. Welcome back to Second Amendment Radio and the Great Outdoors. Tony Colombo here with Carl Middleman and my partner, Bo Matthews. Bo, I had just something in my head that I was going to say to you.
And I ruined it for him.
And, yeah, and the music.
Did you lose it?
Completely, yeah. I completely forgot what I was going to ask you at the very beginning here.
Okay, well, hold that thought.
Yes, sir.
Carl, who was that singing?
That's
who
Ella Fitzgerald.
I thought that was Ella Fitzgerald, but I had never heard that song, and I was the music director.
Of Red.
Red at 104.1, which played a bunch of Ella Fitzgerald music, and I was unaware of that. We are in just a moment here going to talk to Harvey Smith. He is the new state record holder for the largest white suckerfish caught in the state of Missouri. As I mentioned the end of that last segment, I love when we've had guys on the show in the past that have, you know, either set a record or, you know, caught a newsworthy fish. And just hearing that experience, you know, just hearing about that, the process of getting, of not only catching the fish, but then realizing that you may have something here and getting it certified and going through that whole process. So can't wait to hear Harvey's story in just a moment. And since we're talking about fishing and we're talking about the great outdoors, of course, it is brought to you by
Razorback Armory. They've got a brand new website. Looks beautiful. Go to RazorbackArmory.com. And Jesse over there texted me this morning and said the ARs are in stock, and they've just got a huge shipment of ammo. So if you're shopping, Razorback Armory on Manchester Road, about a half mile east of 270. And online, you can find them at RazorbackArmory.com. Tell them Bo sent you.
Absolutely. And let's go ahead and get Harvey Smith on the line with us now. Harvey, thanks for joining us on Second Amendment Radio and the Great Outdoors. How's it going, dude?
Good. Nice to meet you guys, too.
Absolutely. So, yeah, so just walk us through it. I mean, you know, I'm an avid fisherman myself. I'm out on the water every chance I get. But, you know, I'm not thinking about, I mean, I guess I'm always hoping I'm going to set some kind of record when I'm out there, but it's not something that I'm usually thinking about. What spending a regular afternoon on the water, and this just kind of happened to you, or was it something that you were going for? Just take us through the whole process.
I actually didn't even want to go. My son and his best friend, they love sucker grabbing.
That's awesome.
I don't care. I'm an avid fisherman, but, you know, suckers have too many bones for me, so I'm like, I'm not catching them because I don't eat them.
Nice.
So,
and were you in a tournament, or did it just happen?
No, it just happened. I didn't even take a pole. I went with my boy and his best friend.
He's got a
Snoopy
pole.
And I'm on the bank videotaping them, grabbing suckers, and they're teasing me, you know, saying, we'll hold your hand. We'll give you some Geritol. It'll be okay. I was like, I got no interest in this, boys. And then my son's best friend, he said, well, I'm going to go drive our pickup closer so we don't have to walk as far. And I said, well, while you're gone, I'm going to use your fishing pole and grab some suckers and show you boys how it's done.
That is the ultimate dad moment that I've ever heard. You know, there's always that moment where you can, you know, I have a teenage daughter and, you know, and two other kids, and they all get to the point where they think that you're just, they think their parents are the dumbest people on the planet Earth. And when you when you have that moment where you can show them, like you prove them wrong or prove that you know what you're talking about, when they're certain that they're the ones that have all the knowledge or all the ability in a certain situation, there's no sweeter feeling. So that had to be pretty amazing when that big old fish came out of the water.
I actually didn't even realize it was a big sucker because I hadn't been in 30 years, and I had, like I said, got no interest in them, so I don't keep track of, you know, whether it's a big fish or not. I was going to throw it back.
Sebo, I told you that happens. People can,
if it's not the kind of fish you like,
people can accidentally throw back records. Harvey, I have a story that I won't tell, but the quick version is I think that I may have also caught a state record fish years ago, but I'm a bass fisherman. It was a crappie. It was like a 5-pound crappie, which I knew was a huge crappie, but I didn't care I wasn't trying to catch crappie, and so I threw it back. But I did take a couple pictures of it, and then later some people that are more familiar with crappie fishing and records and things like that were like, why did you throw that fish back? You should have waited. You should have checked it. You should, that could have been something. So see, Bo, Harvey just confirmed
it.
That I am the state record holder for the largest
I don't know about that. Harvey, let me ask you this, Harvey. Did we talk numbers, how long it was, how much it weighed? I may have
it
heard
was,
that.
6 pounds, 2 ounces.
Yep.
Wow.
So Harvey, tell us. What's your normal when you do go out in the water? What are you normally fishing for?
Walleye, crappie, and bass.
Gotcha.
Those are the three I go after the heaviest.
So you said your son and his friends are into the sucker fish. What's the? I'm like you. I've gone catfishing before. But I've never fished for sucker fish. I'm not a carp fisherman or anything like that. How do they do it? What's the differences?
You the alternative methods, you can snag them or you can bow fish them, and they do a little bit of both.
Gotcha.
For me, I'd prefer bow fishing gar to grabbing suckers, but they grab the suckers because they actually eat them. You know, they score them and cook all they say they cook the bones out of them. I've never had a piece that didn't have bones in it.
Yeah, as we learned, I've got some huge grass carp in my pond that are, I mean, like 3 feet or longer. And the recommendation was put it on an oak board in the oven on 450 degrees for an hour. And then after that hour, take it out, throw away the fish and eat the board. Exactly. You've heard the story. I've never tried it, though.
Talking to Harvey Smith about his record-setting white sucker fish, 6 pounds, 2 ounces, caught it a couple weeks ago, now has the Missouri state record. So, Harvey, finish that story about you get it out of the water, you probably realize, damn, this is a big fish, but, you know, like you said, you're not a sucker fish guy, so you're just like, look at this big sucker I caught, and you're about ready to throw it back.
I was definitely going to throw it back, and they got it on phones and Googled it, and they're like, see, this is the state record, it's 5, and I was like, yeah, this is over 5 pounds, I was old, and I was like, yeah, it probably is, so. We called the conservation and had it weighed in a certified scale at my local grocery store. One of the perks of coming from a small town, you can go into the grocery store and be like, hey, can you weigh a fish on your deli scales for me? I think it's a state record. And they're like, sure.
Was there a conservation official there with you?
Jeff Harris.
Nice.
His name, and he did the paperwork and certified it and sent it in. And then they had to take the fish and genetically test it to make sure it was 100% pure and not a hybrid. Wow. I guess that's a thing now.
I guess.
So.
You know what's cool about the guys from the people from the conservation department is I'm looking at the picture of you guys holding this fish on one of the news headlines. His smile is dang near as big as your smile, and he didn't even catch it. I think they look for those records, and they're so into it. So congratulations, Harvey. You did a great job. Was it a good fight, the fish, or not really?
Yeah, it was. I mean, considering I don't do it very often, I really can't judge it, whether it was a fight of, you know, how hard it fought compared to the other suckers they were grabbing or anything. It was just, I grabbed 3 for the day, and the second one happened to be that one.
That's amazing. So
did
Harvey,
it fight like a catfish or a bass, or what would you say?
More like a bass.
Yeah.
There you go.
Yeah. That's awesome. So Harvey, how does it feel to walk around now I in front of your son and his buddies? It's just got to be the best to be like, hey,
considering the fact
I'm a record holder.
They go every year. They go religiously, grab suckers week long. They don't care. They go all over, and I never go. It gives me bragging rights. I can absolutely torture them for years. I hope.
And I hope you do that, sir. And I hope it brings you great joy because you have earned it. That is fantastic stuff. Do you have any? Do you have any favorite spots? And I don't want you to give away any secrets or any private lakes or anything like that. But do you go down to the Lake of the Ozarks or Table Rock or any of those? Like, do you have any favorite lakes in the area?
I live just north of Branson. So
okay.
I go to all the lakes around. I'll go to Stockton, Palm de Terre, Lake of the Ozarks, Norfolk, Bull Shoals, Beaver, Table Rock.
Yeah.
I'll fish them all.
Have you noticed that, you know, we talk fishing on this show every week, and to our, you know, our professional fishermen friends and our guys that are in the industry that own bait shops and things like that, have really seen an increase. And me personally, we have a place at the Lake of the Ozarks, and I have a boat down there that I take out and go fishing every chance I get. And, you know, over the course of this pandemic where everything was closed and people had to go, you know, find other things to do, we've seen a big, or at least I believe I've seen a lot more people on the water, a lot more people taking advantage and remembering what a great time it is to get outside and go fishing and, you know, and spend your time doing that than, you know, some of the other things that have taken up our time recently. Have you noticed that too? Have you noticed a lot more pressure on the water, a lot more fishermen out there?
I haven't been fishing. I haven't been able to go fishing probably. That was the first time I went
in probably
2 years, actually.
Wow.
I mean, I buy a license every year, but I work out of state. And I was working in Arizona on the border wall, and now I'm working out in California on a different project. But I just haven't had time, so I don't know.
That's even better. That's even better that a guy who hasn't had a chance to get out because of work in a long time goes out with his son and catches a record.
Makes it count.
Yeah. Yep. What a great story, Harvey. Thank you so much for coming on and joining us and sharing that experience with us. And I hope it's not another 2 years before you get a chance to get out on the water. Bo, you got something else for Harvey before we let him go?
Yeah. Harvey, are you going to mount this thing? Are you going to have a whole wall of all the newspaper articles and, you know, this interview blaring on your Google or your every day the kids walk in?
But I'm probably going to have it mounted. I offered to give it to Bass Pro in Branson because I caught it just up from their store down there, you know, to let them display it. But I hadn't heard back from them.
Yeah, I would be surprised if they didn't take you up on that. I mean, why? I mean, that's a very cool thing to have on the wall. But so you still have the fish and you plan on getting it mounted?
Yes, I do.
That's excellent. That's excellent. Well, I hope it's not another 2 years before you get out on the water, and I hope it's not your last record either. And if you next time you set another record or have another great day on the water, we'd love to get you back on the show and talk to you again.
Well, I appreciate it, guys. You have a good day.
You bet, Harvey. Thank you so much for your
time.
That's
awesome.
That's Harvey Smith. He's
Bye.
See you, Harvey. That is the new state record holder for the largest white sucker fish caught in the state of Missouri. What a great story. Didn't even want to go. Was talked into it by his son, doesn't fish for sucker fish, and he sets the record in front of his kid. Incredible.
That is divine placement.
It is. What a great story.
You know, it's good we've got his number, because I'd like to pick his brain about building the border wall.
Yeah.
How about that?
Yeah.
Did you hear that?
I wish you guys could have seen Bo's eyes when he said that he doesn't get a chance to fish because all the work he's doing and how he's working on the border wall. That's a whole nother type of discussion with
is.
Harvey. But what a great story. What a great guy there. Great to hear that stuff. I love that kind of stuff. And I love that we have this show, Bo, because it gives people like that an opportunity to tell their stories and our audience to hear those great stories. I love it. I love that kind of stuff. So I hope you guys enjoy it as much as I do. We're going to take a quick break. And when we get back, we have one segment left on this week's show. Then, of course, we will bring you also the podcast exclusive. And our friend Jesse from Razorback Armory is going to join us for both of those things. So don't go anywhere. You're listening to Second Amendment Radio and the Great Outdoors.
I'll catch me a trout.
Welcome back to Second Amendment Radio and the Great Outdoors. Tony Colombo, Carl Middleman, and Bo Matthews here. Went longer than expected there with Harvey Smith, who set the record for the largest white suckerfish caught in the state of Missouri a couple weeks ago. But he was just, what a great story, Bo.
And what a great guy.
Yeah, I just love talking to him. So we only have a few minutes left here. We're going to talk to our friend Jesse from Razorback Armory. The good news is Jesse's going to stick around and be a part of the podcast exclusive, because there's lots to talk about with Jesse, and we will do that in the podcast exclusive. Make sure you download both of our podcasts each and every week. The show podcast, which you're hearing now, comes out every Friday, so you can actually download the show before it even airs. And then the podcast exclusive comes out every Monday. You can get our podcast anywhere you get podcasts, but I recommend the Odyssey app as being the best place to get the Second Amendment Radio and Great Outdoors podcast. I have a very cool event coming up. My band gig, I'll never get used to saying that. My band is opening up for the amazing Queen tribute, Somebody to Love, May 14th out at the Diamond Music Hall in St. Peter's. You can go to my Twitter, at TonyColombo971, to get all the details and get your tickets. It's going to be an awesome, awesome night. I hope you can join us. And that same weekend, Bo's got his poker bash.
Yeah, the 5th annual Big Dogs Poker Bash, May 16th. We start serving food at about noon. We start playing the game at 1:15 to benefit the Eureka Police Officer Support Fund. And it's Texas Hold'em, and it's just a giant house game at Brookdale Farms. Please sign up and pass the word around. This is a huge game. Last year, 140 players, and we had a great final table. We just need more players. But your $50 donation in advance is beer, soda, lunch, and your game. And we've got the greatest silent auction, also some raffles, and a big thanks to Razorback Armory for getting us a shotgun. That's beautiful. We're going to have it on site that day, and we're going to raise some money with that. And so a big thanks to Razorback Armory.
Yeah, and Jesse from Razorback Armory joins us on the line right now. Jesse and Razorback, of course, one of the great sponsors of this show, so we appreciate everything that Razorback does for the show and for helping out with the big with the poker bash. And yeah, Jesse, thanks for sticking around for the podcast exclusive, because the record holder took all your time today. Only got a few minutes left here, but while we do have a few minutes, what's the latest Razorback?
Just, you know, still moving guns, ammo, accessories, everything about as fast as we can get it in and out.
Yeah.
Good shipment of ARs this week, really a couple pallets of ammo. So we got stock back up on a lot of stuff we'd been short on. So there's also people coming in and taking it out as fast as I can get it out of the box.
Yeah, so that's what I was going to ask. Has the pressure on the gun industry slowed at all, or is it still as crazy as ever?
It's still as crazy as ever. It's slowed down a little bit. We're not at the peak craziness that we were, but it's still consistently well above normal. And this may be, you know, for the foreseeable future, what we're looking at is this is kind of our new normal. I mean, this is, you know, the amount of work we have to do every day is the new normal amount of work you got to do every day. It's not going back.
Mm. You can hear it in his voice, Tony, because he just came back from a fishing trip and he's rested and ready. And just give us a 30 seconds on your fishing trip, because you sent me a couple of awesome pictures.
Yeah, I saw them. They're fantastic.
Yeah, so it was that was for my wife's birthday. We took a week, went down through Arkansas, stopped into Cotter on the White River, got a guide, caught some excellent rainbows. My wife caught that trophy size brown trout. Was great. Then we shot down into Hot Springs. Got a guide there on Lake DeGray, a little bit south of Hot Springs, and did a crappie trip. And I mean, we got into them for 4 hours straight, caught my limit, my wife's limit, some of the guide's limit. it was almost to the point where when you know you're doing good when you're tired of reeling in fish. So it was a beautiful day. The weather was, it was cool. It was actually unseasonably cool down there. But weather was great. That beautiful. If people don't get down there a lot, it's kind of in our backyard. I mean, it's close enough just to drive into. But that part of the countryside down there right now in spring where everything's getting green is just beautiful.
So, Jess, I want to keep you around for the podcast exclusive. Mm-hmm. I want to talk more about that fishing trip. Also want to talk to you a little bit, some serious conversation about some of the gun reform efforts that President Biden doubled down on this week on his State of the Union, the joint session of Congress.
Joint speech. Session.
Yes, yeah, joint session mm-hmm. when it's the first one, I know. But before we wrap this up, real quick, remind people how they can find you out there at Razorback.
Certainly. Razorback Armory, 12072 Manchester Road. We're about a half mile east of the mall right there next to the tennis shop. Tell them Bo sent you when you come in. Also, social media platforms, Facebook, Instagram, and our new website is up and running. We still got to add on some e-commerce and stuff, but RazorbackArmory.com will give you how to get to us if you need transfers, information about the shop, directions, everything's there.
Great stuff. And once again, Razorback Armory, one of the sponsors of this show, which we appreciate greatly, and also one of the sponsors of Bo's Poker Bash, and has been awesome helping in that effort as well. So we're going to wrap up the show here. Make sure you download the podcast exclusive as we continue our conversation with our buddy Jesse from Razorback Armory, and get that podcast anywhere you get podcasts. But the Odyssey app, if you haven't downloaded that yet, that is the best place to get the Second Amendment Radio and the Great Outdoors app. For Carl Middleman and Bo Matthews, I'm Tony Colombo. Thank you so much for listening. We'll see you back here next week.
See you, boys.
Get more at 971talk.com.
Do you know what's worth fighting for?
Welcome back to Second Amendment Radio and the Great Outdoors. Tony Colombo, Carl Middleman, and Bo Matthews here. Went longer than expected there with Harvey Smith, who set the record for the largest white suckerfish caught in the state of Missouri a couple weeks ago. But he was just, what a great story, Bo.
And what a great guy.
Yeah, I just loved talking to him. So we only have a few minutes left here. We're going to talk to our friend Jesse from Razorback Armory. The good news is Jesse's going to stick around and be a part of the podcast exclusive, because there's lots to talk about with Jesse, and we will do that in the podcast exclusive. Make sure you download both of our podcasts each and every week. The show podcast, which you're hearing now, comes out every Friday, so you can actually download the show before it even airs. And then the podcast exclusive comes out every Monday. You get our podcast anywhere you get podcasts, but I recommend the Odyssey app as being the best place to get the Second Amendment Radio and Great Outdoors podcast. I have a very cool event coming up. My band gig, I'll never get used to saying that. My band is opening up for the amazing Queen tribute, Somebody to Love, May 14th, out at the Diamond Music Hall in St. Peter's. You can go to my Twitter, at TonyColombo971, to get all the details and get your tickets. It's going to be an awesome, awesome night. I hope you can join us. And that same weekend, Bo's got his Poker Bash.
Yeah, the 5th annual Big Dogs Poker Bash, May 16th. We start serving food at about noon. We start playing the game at 1:15 to benefit the Eureka Police Officer Support Fund. And it's Texas Hold'em, and it's just a giant house game at Brookdale Farms. Please sign up and pass the word around. This is a huge game. Last year, 140 players, and we had a great final table. We just need more players. But your $50 donation in advance is beer, soda, lunch, and your game. And we've got the greatest silent auction, also some raffles, and a big thanks to Razorback Armory for getting us a shotgun. That's beautiful. We're going to have it on site that day, and we're going to raise some money with that. And so a big thanks to Razorback Armory.
Yeah, and Jesse from Razorback Armory joins us on the line right now. Jesse and Razorback, of course, one of the great sponsors of this show, so we appreciate everything that Razorback does for the show and for helping out with the big with the Poker Bash. And yeah, Jesse, thanks for sticking around for the podcast exclusive, because the record holder took all your time today. Only got a few minutes left here, but while we do have a few minutes, what's the latest Razorback?
Just, you know, still moving guns, ammo, accessories, everything about as fast as we can get it in and out.
Yeah.
Good shipment of ARs this week, really a couple pallets of ammo. So we got stock back up on a lot of stuff we'd been short on. So there's also people coming in and taking it out as fast as I can get it out of the box.
Yeah, so that's what I was going to ask. Has the pressure on the gun industry slowed at all, or is it still as crazy as ever?
It's still as crazy as ever. It's slowed down a little bit. We're not at the peak craziness that we were, but it's still consistently well above normal. And this may be, you know, for the foreseeable future, what we're looking at is this is kind of our new normal. I mean, this is, you know, the amount of work we have to do every day is a new normal amount of work you got to do every day. It's not going back. Mm.
You can hear it in his voice, Tony, because he just came back from a fishing trip and he's rested and ready. And just give us 30 seconds on your fishing trip, because you sent me a couple of awesome pictures.
Yeah, I saw them. They're fantastic.
Yeah. So it was that was for my wife's birthday. We took a week, went down through Arkansas, stopped into Cotter on the White River, got a guide, caught some excellent rainbows. My wife caught that trophy size brown trout. Was great. Then we shot down into Hot Springs. Got a guide there on Lake DeGray, a little bit south of Hot Springs, and did a crappie trip. And I mean, we got into them for 4 hours straight, caught my limit, my wife's limit, some of the guide's limit. It was almost to the point where when you know you're doing good when you're tired of reeling in fish. It was a beautiful day. The weather was cool. It was actually unseasonably cool down there. But weather was great. That's a beautiful. If people don't get down there a lot, it's kind of in our backyard. I mean, it's close enough just to drive into. But that part of the countryside down there right now in spring where everything's getting green is just beautiful.
So, Jess, I want to keep you around for the podcast exclusive. Mm-hmm. I want to talk more about that fishing trip. Also want to talk to you a little bit, some serious conversation about some of the gun reform efforts that President Biden doubled down on this week on his State of the Union, the joint session of Congress.
Joint session.
Yes, yeah, joint mm-hmm. session when it's the first one, I know. But before we wrap this up, real quick, remind people how they can find you out there at Razorback.
Certainly. Razorback Armory, 12072 Manchester Road. We're about a half mile east of the mall right there next to the tennis shop. Tell them Bo sent you when you come in. Also, social media platforms, Facebook, Instagram, and our new website is up and running. We still got to add on some e-commerce and stuff, but RazorbackArmory.com will give you how to get to us if you need transfers, information about the shop, directions, everything's there.
Great stuff. And once again, Razorback Armory, one of the sponsors of this show, which we appreciate greatly, and also one of the sponsors of Bo's Poker Bash, and has been awesome helping in that effort as well. So we're going to wrap up the show here. Make sure you download the podcast exclusive as we continue our conversation with our buddy Jesse from Razorback Armory, and get that podcast anywhere you get podcasts. But the Odyssey app, if you haven't downloaded that yet, that is the best place to get the Second Amendment Radio and the Great Outdoors app. For Carl Middleman and Bo Matthews, I'm Tony Colombo. Thank you so much for listening. We'll see you back here next week.
See you, boys.
Get more at 971talk.com.